Then Dex nodded toward the grossly overweight woman sitting at his right. "Treasurer's report," he announced.
"Here comes the bad news," someone said in a stage whisper.
No one laughed. No one even smiled. The treasurer was a middle-aged brunette wearing a dark gray business suit over a ruffled white blouse. It made her look ridiculous, Jamie thought. Hair poofed out in the latest style. But her report was crisp, pointed.
"In summary," she concluded, "unless we find significant new sources of funding to make up the shortfall from the government's withdrawal, we will be forced to curtail operations on the surface of Mars."
A dreary silence fell across the room. "Any questions?" Dex asked. Jamie said, "I know it's listed under new business, but maybe I should tell you now about what Carter Carlton's discovered." "That's the reason why I called this special meeting," said Dex. Glancing swiftly around the table, he continued, "I presume there's no objection to going directly to Jamie's news." No one objected. Jamie took in a breath, then started. "You know about the cliff dwellings. Carlton's an anthropologist, and he believes that the structures tucked up in the cliff weren't dwellings at all." "What were they, then?" "We still don't know. Maybe a religious shrine, maybe a storehouse. But there's no sign of permanent habitation in those buildings." Dex said, "So Carlton's been digging down on the canyon floor." Nodding, Jamie explained, "Penetrating radar from our orbiting satellites indicated a gridwork pattern buried beneath some 30 meters of ground. Carlton thinks it's the site of a village where the Martians actually lived."
"Carlton's some sort of an oddball, isn't he?" asked one of the board members. "I seem to remember that he got into trouble at Penn."
"He was accused of rape," said the woman across the table from Jamie, her tone hard, cold. "They never convicted him."
"They didn't acquit him either," she countered.
"He resigned his professorship and left the university."
"He's found a fossil," Jamie blurted, trying to get them back on the subject.
"A fossil? You mean a bone or something?"
"It looks like a vertebra," Jamie said, pulling his pocket phone from his shirt pocket.
He tapped a few keys and an image of the fossilized bone appeared on the wall screen at the end of the room.
"A vertebra," said the old man who had grumbled about rockets.
"From the spine of a Martian animal," Jamie added.
"Carlton is right. There's a village on the valley floor, all right, buried under 60 million years of accumulated dust and debris."
"A village," someone breathed.
"We'll find skeletons of the Martians," one of the younger board members said.
"Not if we don't bring in new funding," Dex pointed out.
"We can't even maintain our current level of activity on Mars at the rate we're going now. We need more money."
"This discovery will help," Jamie said. "Every paleontologist on Earth will want to go to Mars. Every anthropologist, too."
"They'll have to pay their own way," Dex said. "The goddamn government isn't going to fund their transportation anymore."
"Maybe we can talk the White House into reconsidering," said Jamie. Dex cocked a brow at him as if to say that Jamie was talking nonsense, but he remained silent.
"What I want to know," said one of the younger men farther down the table, "is why half so many of our regular donors dropped out."
His hair was still dark, though thinning.
"I mean," he went on, "they agreed to long-term commitments, and now they've broken their word."
"What do you want to do, sue them?" groused one of the women.
"I want to know why they're backing away from us," the young man answered.
"It's not just the government's dropping out. They were reneging on us before the White House's announcement."
"It's the greenhouse flooding," said the man on Jamie's right. "Everybody's under tremendous pressure to help the refugees."
"It's a good thing the state of Massachusetts built the weirs across the Charles River," one of the other board members said. "Otherwise, Boston would be underwater, too."
"The federal government put in half the money, didn't they?"
"Washington did, yes."
"How do you think the damned weirs are holding up so well? The local contractors have to satisfy federal inspectors."
"Not so easy to bribe them, eh?"
With a shrug, "Maybe it just takes too much money to buy them off."
An uneasy laugh went around the table.
"We're getting off the subject," Dex said mildly.
"Which is?"
"Finances," said the treasurer firmly. "We're staring at a disaster curve. We can't possibly house an influx of people at Tithonium Base. Once we close the base at Hellas, Tithonium will be overcrowded until we can start bringing people back home.
I've got another piece of bad news, Dex said. More bad news?
Public broadcasting won't be airing our monthly programs.
That's our major publicity outlet. They can't pull the plug on us.
Dex said, they can and they will, starting next month.
No more educational shows from Mars.
Jamie said confidently, they'll change their minds once they hear about the fossil. They'll want to send the crew to Tithonium to cover Carlton's work.
Maybe, said Dex guardedly.
But they claim that the public's lost interest in Mars.
Our audience numbers have been going down steadily.
But I thought we had millions of viewers, exclaimed the treasurer.
We do, Dex replied, but not enough to satisfy the network decision-makers.
It doesn't cost them a penny to air our shows, one of the board members grumbled.
It's part of a concerted effort in Washington to dump all support for Mars, said Dex. I've heard that their next step will be to have the IRS remove the Mars program from its list of approved charities.
You mean they won't allow a tax deduction for contributions to the foundation?
Dex nodded somberly.
That will kill us.
That's exactly what they're trying to do, said Dex. I've talked with both Massachusetts senators and several others on key Senate committees. The knives are out. The White House wants to end all support for the Mars program, period.
Jamie sank back in his padded chair. Before he could frame a response in his mind, the oldest woman at the table said, It's the greenhouse floods. Washington's got to devote every possible resource to helping the refugees and rebuilding. Mars is a luxury.
Dex looked at her, and for the flash of an instant, Jamie thought he saw anger flare in the younger man's eyes. But Dex sucked in a deep breath, then replied,
The flooding's just an excuse. The conservatives running the government have always been against the exploration of Mars. What we've found goes against their religious beliefs.
I can't accept that, the white-haired woman said.
I'm a believer, and I see nothing wrong with what we're doing on Mars.
Dex made an impatient gesture. Look, no matter what our personal beliefs, the facts are that the New Morality and its associated fundamentalist groups are in control of the government now, and the government is doing its damnedest to shut us down.
What recourse do we have? Asked one of the older men.
Dex gave him a lopsided grin.
Wish I knew, friend. The Europeans don't put enough into the pot to keep us going for a month. Japan's been hit by greenhouse floods worse than we have.
Well, they've had some pretty bad earthquakes, too, another board member interjected.
And tsunamis. China's concentrating on its Luna development program. They never had much interest in Mars. India's fighting a war with Pakistan, and the Islamic world doesn't give a crap about anything that isn't mentioned in the Quran.
Latin America? Asked one of the board members.
Brazil, or maybe Argentina?
Another board member snorted derisively.
So where are we?
Broke. Pretty damn near, Dex confessed. Unless we find a new influx of money, we're up Schitt's Creek without a paddle.
You mean we're going to have to shut down the entire operation?
That's how it looks, Dex admitted.
No, Jamie snapped. We've worked too hard. We've discovered too much. We can't stop now. We can't just fold up and leave.
What else can we do? Dex asked, his voice almost pleading.
Jamie answered immediately. I'll go to Washington. I'll take this news of the fossil right into the Oval Office. I'll splash it all over the news media. I'll make them see that they have to continue funding us.
If you could do that, Dex mused, the beginnings of a grin flickering on his face.
Then the private donors will come back in, Jamie said, won't they?
They might, some of them at least.
And we'll find new ones.
Jamie's eyes swept the other board members seated along the table.
We've discovered a fossil. We're going to uncover a village that's been buried for 60 million years. The great discoveries are just starting.
Dex laughed and said, Go get 'em, Tiger. But inwardly, Dex thought that Jamie's hopes were doomed to fail.
I know how to bring in the money, Dex said to himself. But Jamie would be against doing it my way.
He'd hate it. Absolutely hate it.